Now, all this week, we're supporting the work, as you know, undertaken by the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. One of the families supported by Horizon House was the Rowe family in County Down. And Anthea Rowe has been speaking to us about really the family experience following the birth of their son, Adam.
In 2013, we had a little baby called Adam. And from 19 weeks, my waters broke very early. And I was told fairly early on that it could possibly, well, it was a 1% chance of a successful outcome. But Adam, he was very much a little fighter. And we made it to 28 weeks and he was born a very strong, healthy little premature baby. But unfortunately, after a couple of weeks, he got a condition called necrotizing colitis. And it's again, it's something that I think consultants in the neonatal ward, it's one that they really don't like at all. It has poor outcomes. But we were very hopeful, and Adam fought very hard and he got really good care both at the Ulster and at the Royal Hospital. But by about the middle of December, we were told that this was it and he really wasn't gonna make it. It was then that my first reaction was, as a mother, I just wanted to take him out of the hospital and take him home with me. But again, that wouldn't have been a very practical thing to do. So one of the nurses said, "Have you heard of the Children's Hospice?" And we actually hadn't, but they arranged for us to go and meet everyone there. And as soon as we arrived, we knew that this was the place that we wanted to go. As a family with Adam, and it was the a home environment that we were going to get, and we were so thankful that the service was available. We have Jacob, who's he was 6 at the time, and Sophia, who was 3. And because I was in hospital quite a bit before Adam was born, I was, you know, away from them for quite a long time. And then whenever Adam was born, I was back and forward every day. So they had been put through quite a bit as it was. The hospice was fantastic in that as soon as we moved in there, myself and Adam, they actually offered accommodation to my husband and to Jacob and Sophia. So they were able to come and go as they pleased. And also they got meals made for them, and there was care workers there who were able to play with them. And we were also offered one of the social workers, and she was fantastic in that she gave us advice as to what was the best way to actually talk to Jacob and Sophia about it and encourage them to chat about their feelings. So all in all, for them it was a very positive experience, especially because they got to know their little baby brother, which is something that will always be thankful for. I can't imagine what we would have done as a family without the hospice, both during the time that we spent there, the 3 weeks, and also afterwards for the visits that we got as a family, and for the advice and just the basically love and support that we received. As a mother, I'll always have the what ifs that come with bereavement, and I don't think there'll be one day that I'll wake up and the pain will just disappear. But the one thing that I know for certain is that Adam passed away peacefully when he felt ready to go, and that he knew that he was very loved. He knew the family that he came from, and as I said, he knew that he was love beyond words. And I really do feel that it was those weeks in the hospice that has given me that peace of mind on those things.
Moving testimony from Anthea Rowe, talking about her little son Adam and his time at the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. And we're making you aware of the Children's Hospice again during the course of this week, and there's fundraising ongoing and awareness raising ongoing. And indeed, Johnny and myself tomorrow on the programme, we're both going to be challenged in a fun sort of way, and we're looking forward to that. But any support you can give the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice, always very, very welcome indeed. And thank you to Anthea for contributing to the programme this morning.